When Bill Walker was running for governor, addressing the cost of consumer energy was a major part of his platform. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez looks at his plan for the short term.
At an October debate in Fairbanks, Bill Walker made this commitment.
The first thing I'll do as governor, I will issue a declaration of disaster on the cost of energy in interior Alaska.
Walker was sworn in as governor on Monday. While he addressed the cost of energy in his inauguration speech, an economic disaster declaration for the interior and for rural Alaska is still outstanding. Grace Jang, a spokesperson for the governor, says his staff is currently working on the declaration, but it won't be released this week.
The reason it hasn't been done right away is that he wants to have attached to that emergency declaration a clear pathway to an energy solution, and we're in the process of looking into that. He is very much aware of the promises that he made during the campaign, and he will stick to those promises.
Meanwhile, winter is setting in, and temperatures are starting to drop across the state. In the Fairbanks North Star borough, the perennially high cost of heating oil is being blamed for a rise in home foreclosures, and the state is considering stricter rules on the use of wood stoves to reduce air pollution. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins participated in Walker's Consumer Energy Transition Committee. He says, given the economic and health impacts of high energy costs, a disaster declaration would be symbolically important to his community.
We aren't going to get the help from this FEMA group or that federal group because we're saying our energy prices are high. But what it does is it puts a marker well planted that everybody should be paying attention to.
An economic disaster declaration would also enable, but not necessarily guarantee, state assistance for energy relief. Hopkins says one thing the state could do would be to create financial incentives for people using heating oil, which is more expensive, over wood if they have dual heating systems.
The governor's not going to come in necessarily with a wheelbarrow of, here's all your money. But there's processes, I think, that could be put in place.
Hopkins says he would like to see a sustained effort to bring natural gas to Fairbanks. For them, it would be the financial equivalent of paying $2 a gallon on heating fuel. A drop in oil prices on the global market is expected to offer some relief to Alaska consumers. In Fairbanks, the price of heating fuel is hovering above $3.50 a gallon. Heating fuel prices have fallen below $3 per gallon in the lower 48. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.